Hansel Station on 2 for ZBOT.
Hansel's with you on 2 for ZBOT.
Yeah, copy the go from the DPC, and lab camcorder is set up. We have a little bit of flexibility in the view, so if you need anything, let us know. And in the meantime, I'm going to start on step number 3 right now.
Copy. We will let you know if we need to change the view as you get started with step 3. Just one thing that might make your life a little bit easier. In step 3.4, we've got that spill pad that's staged in there. And you are welcome to put the entire pack of spill pads in MSG if you think that will make your life easier going forward instead of one at a time.
Okay, understood. In general, the spill pads we have when it says staged, I didn't read it as being staged in MSG. We have it right next to MSG, but not inside MSG. If there is a spill inside of MSG, then we quickly grab the spill pad and go inside MSG. So maybe I was reading it wrong, or it's just a lot easier. In general, we have no spills, so we're definitely ready for it, and it is staged without having to be in MSG. Does that make sense?
Copy that. You're just keeping them staged by MSG. That makes sense to us.
I do appreciate you trying to make our lives easier, because these timelines are tight, and we don't really get a lot of time for stowing and unstowing, so any little shortcuts that are smart and safe are truly appreciated, so thank you. Full station on 2 for hard drive question.
If you want to.
Yeah, the past couple times we did this, I think I had the same question, but the question goes something like this. We are blessed with an abundance of hard drives. To try to find 2 specific ones is really difficult, especially since they did not come in some kind of sequential order. In other words, 2011 may be right next to 2004, which may be next to 2022. So just to find 2001 and 2002 is going to take a lot of time. Happy to try to do that. But in the past, we were able to just take one even number hard drive and one odd number hard drive, and wondering if we can still do that today.
And Mike, we are fine with that. We can do one even and one odd.
Thank you. I hate going against stowage notes, but I really appreciate you working with us to get the job done. Appreciate it.
Mike, we also want to make your life easier, so if it's easier for you, it's easier for us. Just let us know which ones you grab.
That I will. Thank you. You guys are such a joy to work with. I appreciate it so much. It literally brightens our days up here. And on Huntsville Station on 2 for ZBOT hard drives. Today we are going with 2027 and 2002.
Copy 2027 and 2002.
Good read back. And Huntsville Station on 2 for ZBOT. Quick question. I can't remember if Bay 1 and Bay 2 need to have an even and an odd. So for Bay 1, does it matter if it's even or odd? And if it does, please tell me which.
Mike, doesn't matter which one goes where, just let us know.
Thank you very much.
Cross station call, Space Ground 2 for leak check.
Good morning. Ohayou gozaimasu, Kiriya. If you are looking for a go, you are going step 1.3.1 for SM activity.
Okay, thank you. I have a goal for steps 1.3.1 for SM. Thank you.
Full station 2, ZBOT, and some info.
With you on 2 for ZBOT info.
And since we're on space to ground 2, we'll start with bay number 2 for serial number 2002. It will go into bay 2.
Copy 2002 going into bay 2.
And the odd one out, which is 2027, is going into the odd bay number 1.
I like the matching. Makes it nice and easy to remember. 2027 going into bay 1.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for all crew. This is your last call for water ops. And Station Houston on 2, are we ready to take PWD down?
Sure. Houston, it looks like Sergey was here ready, or maybe it was Oleg. In any case, yes, we're clear for PWD ops. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Houston Station on 2, we are definitely ready. We're definitely go to be no-go on PWD Ops. The signs have been placed, and we are ready. And thank you for the call.
Thank you. We copy your go for no-go.
So much for the hog.
Console station on two, hard drives are replaced, the window front, window cover coming back on, and some people spent some time thinking about how to get to the A4 bolt and not have to extend the work volume and all the rest, and it worked out great. Congratulations on a nice procedure.
I'll let the team know that that was successful. Happy to hear that it worked well.
Console station on space ground two, one question on AM. Rockstone.
We're with you on two.
Thank you for your support. Scheduled from bell 940 and storage note. I think I'm saying that 0.5 CTB serial number 5093. After this activity, this CTB will be empty, and I'm assuming that this is going to like a pantry. If you guys have like a different like a storage place, or this CTP needs to be like this, actually some of the contents needs to be remained in this CTP, please let me know later. I will follow your suggestion. But so far, if it's kind of okay, I just store everything per storage node and put this half CTP into the pantry.
All right, Kimia, we heard that you believe this half CTB 5093 is going to be empty at the end of this activity, and you're asking whether we should put it in the CTB pantry or if we have a different stowage location for you. I'll get back to you with an answer soon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Huntsville Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and additional step.
Aims, please. And happy for an additional step. What do you got?
We're seeing some slow data flow from the ZBot payload. Something we're hoping might help is there at MSG, down at the MSG video drawer at Juliet 1. There's an Ethernet cable connected to the Juliet 18 port.
I agree. There's an Ethernet cable at the Juliet 18 port.
Perfect. You can go ahead and unseat and reseat that for us, please.
Okay, reseating in progress. Reseating in the J18 port. So, hopefully, you saw that the Juliet 18 ZBot Ethernet connection was seated and unseated. Hopefully, that helps.
Copy. Thanks for reseating that for us. You're just below our field of view, but I trust your ability to reseat a cable. If you can, just make sure that seems like it's tucked up against the rack nice and tight so nobody can kick it, and that concludes that additional step.
Okay. Was it successful, I hope?
We won't know until the power is on, but we can let you know once we have that in place.
Yes. So I understand. So you weren't seeing that signature right now. It was from previously. Copy. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and CTB question.
Huntsville, station on 2 for biomonitor.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for biomonitor.
Yeah, I am in the procedure. I've got the Columbus camcorder started today, and I just had one quick question for you about stowage. I have the biomonitor controller unit, for the stowage net, I was expecting there to be two data units plugged into it already, but there's three of them plugged in. The extra one plugged in is serial number 332152. I'm guessing I should just take that off and stow it back in the bubble wrap with all the other controllers, but wanted to check with you first.
We're checking on what to do with that spare controller. In the meantime, if you could zoom the camera field of view out so we can get a look at the LEDs on the attached controllers, that would be helpful.
Copy, yep, and I'll get that controller set up in a second.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for biomonitor.
Go ahead, on 2.
You are correct. We do not need the unit ending in 5-2. You can put that back into the half CTB where you got the rest of the monitors. We are looking for identifiers ending in 4-3, 5-5, and 5-1.
That tracks. I'll take off 5-2, put it back in the bubble wrap with the other controllers, and put 5-1 in its place. Huntsville Station on 2, quick question for biomonitor.
If you want to, for biomonitor.
I'm getting the batteries all changed out in the units. I was just wanted to double check on the...
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and biomonitor.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Chris, sorry, I should have given you a heads up. We walked right into an LOS, and I did not copy your last call.
No worries, and I think I have maybe self-corrected. Just to confirm, you want me to use the X-705, not the Columbus Cam one. Is that correct? Sorry, that's my bad.
And Chris, you're correct. The XS705 is the camera we're looking for.
And copy that. I'm repositioning it now. Huntsville Station on 2 for biomonitor.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for biomonitor. You've read our minds.
All right, yeah, I think I'm all set up and complete. Let me know if you're happy with the views, and I'll get everything stored back away.
We actually just rolled into a KULOS a couple minutes ago, so we can't see the video anymore, but the biomonitor team will take a quick look when we come back KULOS, and we'll proceed. Nothing else that we need from you at this point.
Wonderful. Thanks very much.
Houston Station, on Space Ground, water transfer.
Hey, доброе утро, Oleg.
Доброе утро, good morning. I'm ready to perform procedure 2.735. Here you deliver with detonated water from PWD, and I have you deliver with serial number 1463-1463. The way is empty, and I have completed step number 2 and step number 3.1.
All right, we copy. That is a good serial number, and it is empty. Our estimated offload time in step 3.2 is 26 minutes, and you are a go in step 3.3.
Okay, I'm going to step 3.3, and estimated offload time is 26 minutes.
Good read back.
Unix Station on 2, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. With you on 2, go ahead.
Yes, we're working together today on ARED-K, and I can say that the acquisition unit keyboard and monitor setup power is on, and everything looks good so far. So I am finished the procedure part of my activity, but now I'm going to the message part, the second part. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up while we are working and have calm. Also, I can make the Node 3 camera available if you need to see the screens.
And Mike, we appreciate the update, and we also appreciate the offer, but for now, we cross our fingers and hope we're good and don't need the support. We trust in your capabilities to get this all done.
Thank you. We're all we're experienced with this setup now, so... I think we'll be able to get there. So we are now on the main screen, and we have a monitor, so we're going to be doing option B, and we are ready. I'm ready to begin option B. I have that figure one of option B. It's exactly the way it is on the screen as it is on the picture.
We copy, and yeah, that's also our game plan. B1, it is.
Super. One last question is: I left the SOH note with a 256 gigabyte USB drive, and just want to make sure that's a good one.
Yeah, we saw your note, and it's a good one. We confirm.
Super. All is in order, yeah. So everything is great. Thank you so very much. All is klar. Thank you.
All is in order, Mike.
Phoenix Station. Just to let you know, for the B side of the message, we are on step number 8. I'm letting you know, and it looks like everything is going so far so good. We have a Windows boot up screen.
And we copy, Mike. Katmos will try to ping the AU, and in the meantime, you go to proceed until step 5 of the execution node.
Okay, we copy. From the setup execution note, we have the Windows lock screen. Cosmos is doing their magic, and then I'll go to the next activity, which is for the USB drive, I think.
And that's a good understanding, Mike.
That is in work.
Copy, Mike. And we do need to wait for KU to transfer the files, and that will take about 2 minutes, so you have roughly 5 minutes once you're done at your disposal.
Yes, I'm sure they will get sent somewhere, but copy all. We'll wait for KU, and I have the USB drive. You have the serial number, and I will start to work through steps 2 to step 5. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mike.
Big station, space around 2 for a quick question for execution note step number 2.
Go ahead with your question, Mike.
Sorry, the USB flash drive looks like it has some files on it already from like 2024. I was wondering if there'd be any trouble just adding the files, the 15 files as expected, or if it's better just to format the flash drive.
Mike, we pre-coordinated on the ground. You can just add the new files, and we're good.
Okay, is there a, I guess we'll have a folder in there, call it ARED-K, and all the files will be in that folder then.
That sounds like a good idea, yeah.
Thank you very much for the help.
Always welcome.
Big station, space to ground 2, quickly for the flash drive. There were, on the SSC, there were only 10 files, not 15, but the 10 files all did have that correct format with ARED-K underscore P as in Papa 7.
We copy, Mike. It looks like we would need all 15, so if you can tell us which number sequence you have, that can give us an idea where to look for the other ones.
Okay. Yeah, sorry for the information, but yeah, stand by 1 second. I'll have to... I'll go back to the computer. I'll report back in a moment.
Copy.
Big station on 2, Alex. I have some information.
Go ahead, Mike.
The files on that uplink folder on our SSC, they are all ARED-K. Just talking about the P7, their earlier versions of P6 and P4, but this is Papa 7. The files are all... text files. We have 9 of them, so we have 001 through 009, plus a file called something else .txt. It ends in delta 5 txt. So anything more than that is not on the SSC at the moment.
We copy, Mike. We are still expecting files 10 through 14, so we will go look for them. In the meantime, you can still attach the USB drive to the acquisition unit, and then we'll give you an update at a later point.
I will look more carefully to make sure that we got that 10 to 14 aren't on there, and then copy. We can we'll give you what we have on the acquisition unit.
Copy.
Next station on 2 for a quick update. Yes, I double-checked, and only those 9 files plus that other file, so 10 total, are there. And letting you know that the files are accessible remotely, step number 5.
And we copy, Mike. And with that, we can release you. And once we have a better idea where to find those files, we'll get back to you. It might take a while, though.
We're here to help, and so far, so good with all the connections, so this should be an easy fix once we find those files. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
System station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Water transferring has completed, and I'm ready to perform step number 6.1.
Copy all, and you are go in step 6.1.
System station on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Oleg.
Have completed step number 6 and 7.1. Transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to refrigeration station.
Copy all. That's a good config. Thanks.
Thank you for water. Have a nice day.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for all available crew, or all crew. Water ops are go.
Thank you very much for the information. Yeah, I just really wanted to use that, so thank you.
You got it.
Phoenix Station, space to ground.
With you into Mike.
I have a few minutes between exercises, just checking in if there's anything I can do for A-Red-K. If not, off to the next thing.
Not at this point, Mike. Maybe after your ARID exercise, we're currently uplinking the files to the ICAL laptop in Columbus, and then we would need you or someone else to just connect the USB drive there and bring it back to the AU. But we are still in progress, so we would need a few minutes.
No worries. I'll check in with you right at the beginning of the new KU and pass at, say, like 11:15 or so, and we'll see if there's anything. And it's just easier if I do it just because I'm familiar with everything and there won't be any learning curves.
We appreciate that, Mike. That sounds like a good plan. Thank you. And, Mike, actually, if you can use the move the USB stick already now, that would already help us, if you can plug it into the ICAL in Columbus.
Okay, any particular USB port on ICAL?
There's only one that's available.
Well, then I think we should use that one. Okay, I will remove the USB from one computer to the other. No need to shut anything down or open up anything.
And that's a good understanding, Mike. You can just unplug. And in case you glance at it, we removed all the files from the drive, so it's empty now, in case you're wondering.
Okay, yeah, thanks for the heads up, and I'll give you a call in about 2 minutes about the ICAL laptop.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Munich Station, Space to Ground 2 at ICAL laptop.
Go ahead, Mike. Munich with you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm looking carefully through at the ICAL. Maybe you can help me with this. I think sometimes there's two USBs on the left-hand side, but in this case, it looks like there's a kind of a PCM CIA card, so I do not see any USB ports. Happy to help.
We're checking, Mike. And Mike, Munich back with you. As an alternative, we can offer any free port on the CMAO.
Yeah, CMAO has a free port. Looks like it even has several free ports, so I will put it into the CMAO at this time.
Copy. Thank you.
Okay, the USB drive is in the CMAO, and the USB drive has a little LED saying that it looks like it's happy. It has power and data.
And we copy, and I'm checking from the ground as well. And Mike, we can confirm we have good connection to the USB drive, so you can continue your exercise, and then I guess we'll talk after.
I'll give you a call maybe in about half hour, 45 minutes, when I take a small break, and we can see the status at that point. But in general, it's easy to fly from Columbus back and forth to Node 3, and we can add on to the thing and still make the timeline. And thank you all for being so flexible and creative.
And we concur, and we thank you for your flexibility, Mike. Much appreciated.
Mr. Ground 2.
We're with you on 2, and you're coming in a little rowdy.
All right, sorry about that. I'm calling UNIC to see about the ARED-K USB drive.
And Mike, we have an update for you. So far we transferred 3 out of the 5 files, and we would need another 20 minutes, give or take. So you can finish your exercise and then call us back.
But it's kind of problem. No problem. We got this. So thank you. And I'm glad to hear that the files are transferring.
You're on our way. Thanks for calling in.
Spill station on 2 for biomonitor.
Hansel's with you on 2 for biomonitor.
I just finished up my workout, and I was just going to combine hygiene with getting my biomonitor donned, so I just want to give you a heads up that probably in about 20 minutes I should be ready in Columbus with the garment donned.
Copy, Chris. Stand by 1. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and biomonitor.
Right on 2.
Chris, the the biomonitor team actually had some information they wanted to give you to help with the process of donning the garment. They are ready to meet you on privatized space to ground 4. If you want to head over there, and they can tag up with you as you get ready to don the garment.
Copy. Switching over to 4.
Classification on space ground 2 for ASM.
Yes, I'd like to start the next activity and waiting for your go for step 1.4.2.
Yes, Kimia, you have a go.
Thank you very much. Station on space ground 2 for SM.
Yeah, we will go ahead.
Task complete. So thank you very much for your support. Otsukare sama de shita.
We copy that. Thank you very much. Otsukare sama de shita.
Nick, this is Station Space to Ground 2, just checking in.
And Mike, we were just talking about you. We have finished the file transfer, and the USB key is ready to be disconnected from the CMOW and be plugged in into the acquisition unit. Your convenience.
Ms. Klar, I will do that right now and report back to you. Really appreciate y'all's flexibility and getting this done.
And we appreciate yours.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Timeline.
Sound true?
Hey, Xena, I've got 3 items for you. First, you have a TOCA activity coming up at 11:55. Step 1 is complete. You are go to pick up in Step 2.
Go to pick up in Step 2 for the upcoming TOCA activity.
All right, second item for your first EVA BAT activity. You are go for step 24.
Okay, go step 24 for the first EVA battery option.
And final, after your midday meal, you and Chris have identical REBA-powered hardware checkout activities at 1400 and 1420. The intent was for each of you to complete the checkout on your own suit, but you can feel free to work together however you see fit.
Okay, copy. Thank you so much for that flexibility.
Thank you. That's all I got for you.
See y'all. Thanks.
Nick Station from Node 3, just letting you know that the USB key is now into the ARED-K acquisition unit.
Mike, we copy. We would like you to stand by for a minute, maybe 2 max, while we transfer the files on ground, and then you can unplug the USB key once we're done. We'll let you know.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
And Mike, just to double check, as we do not see the USB drive on ground, is it plugged into the front port?
Yes, it's plugged into the front port with the blue light. If you'd like, I could get out and try again.
Yes, please. Mike, we have a good indication from the USB stick, so we just need a minute, and we'll be right back with you.
No worries. Thank you.
Mike, Munich on 2, you can now unplug the USB drive and stow it as per step 6 of the execution node.
Okay, thank you. I will.
And thank you very much for all your support. It's much appreciated here on the ground.
And right back at you, we support and respect all of our friends across Europe who are working hard on the International Space Station and Munich and Cosmos and all the rest. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. It's a team sport.
Soul Station on Space to Ground 2.
Until with you on Space to Ground 2.
Yeah, good morning again, and let me be the first to say good afternoon, because it just turned noon here aboard the space station. Ready to start the zero boil off tank gas injection procedure, and I need a go from you, and then I'll set up the camcorder.
Good morning, good afternoon to you as well. You do have a go in step 1.
The go, and then the camcorder will be start to move.
Mike, before you get too involved into the work volume there, we'd actually like to request the adjustment to the camera field of view.
Okay, yeah, I think you probably like a little bit higher and over the shoulder.
That's correct. You'll essentially be working out of that right glove port. So if you can try to adjust it so we can see the test section in that right glove port, that would be great.
Okay, I'll do my best. It's a little bit tricky. We got a lot of things up here. I will do my very best. I think having Kermit and the TLC up here makes it tougher, but hey, we're here to solve problems. We can do that. And thank you for letting me know what you need. Also, everything looks good. There are no leaks and no condensation on the inside of the work volume. And final question, how did that Ethernet reconnect work earlier?
Unfortunately, no joy on the Ethernet connection. We're going to continue to do some troubleshooting on the ground to see if we can increase the data rate for the payload.
At Huntsville Station, I'm sure that's better, but is it going to be good enough on the camera angle?
And Mike, that looks good. Mike, we get... have one other step for you. It looks like we're seeing telemetry-wise you switched off the air circ. If you could actually switch that back on, please. Copy the thumbs up.
Huntsville Station, Space Ground 2 for question.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Yeah, the gas delivery system, when we're talking about on step 4.4, you mean the new one that or is there one installed already? It's a little unclear.
Mike, it'll be the new one, not the currently installed hardware.
Thank you. That helps.
Copy the thumbs up.
So station valves are open. The 5-minute second timer is started. Minute timer. Sorry if I didn't say that right.
Copy. Open valves and 5-minute timer.
So just to let you know that the gas delivery system came unconnected when I was trying to fight with the secondary valve. I saw that it was disconnected, and I just reconnected it very quickly.
Copy. No issues. Thanks for the info.
Mike, this is Munich with a very quick verification, and since we have you on camera, a thumbs up would be sufficient. Can you confirm that the USB drive has been disconnected from the acquisition unit? We see it, Mike. Thank you very much. That's all we needed.
Soul Station on 2, the timer, 5-minute timer is up, and I'm going to continue unless you have something else you'd like to see.
Nope, we concur. Our timers are in sync, and we're done with 5 minutes. Mike, we had a slightly blocked field of view for a second. Can you confirm that you performed step 4.13 to close the injection isolation valve on the test section?
Thanks, that was a great catch. I was wondering about that. So, yes, the injection isolation valve is now closed. Okay, Huntsville Station for ZBot. Super happy to say that the Power Data J605 is reinstalled. That was fun. And just compliments. This is a very large machine in a very constrained space, and looks like somebody thought of everything, including how to get the particles injected. So hopefully that was everything you were hoping for today. Let me know, and I will start to think about closing up on the step number 5.
Our PD team is very happy with what they're seeing, and we are ready to close up in step 5.
Well, good morning to the PD team, and happy to be of service today, and closing up. Hey, Huntsville Station, Space Ground 2. Looks like we are finished with the procedure, and I'll go stow everything per the stowage note. Thank you. It was a pleasure working with you today, and I hope we were super successful with the hard drive swap and the particle injection.
Thank you for your efforts as well, and we will be ready to support the rest of your day.
Send airlock 2 for battery.
With you on 2, Zena.
I am in 1.672, step 14, looking for some PGT batteries. 26, 27, 28, 29. The stowage note makes me think that they should be already in the orange bag. That orange mesh bag was completely empty when I found it. Any other possible location for 1026 through 29?
All right, copy, Zena. You're looking for some PGT batteries that are not in the orange mesh bag. We are checking on that for you.
Thank you. And I'm looking around throughout the airlock forward one closeout stowage compartment and not finding anything else in there either.
Copy. Good to know.
Send airlock 2 for batteries.
Go ahead, on 2.
If it's okay with you guys, I'll move on to the Reba install activity that's next while we think about where these PGT batteries might be.
We love that suggestion. Yeah, we'll keep looking for those batteries for you.
Thank you so much.
Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2 for batteries at your convenience.
With you on 2.
All right, I got an alternate location for you to check for those batteries. It's Airlock 1, Deck 2, N2, and a half CTB 5288, labeled Safer LPGT batteries. And correction.
Okay, Airlock Deck 2, I believe Bravo 2, and that'll be in a half CTB 5288 for LPGT.
A correction, that's Deck 1, Bin 2.
Can you clarify what you mean by Bin 2? We've got Deck 1, Alpha 1, Alpha 2, Bravo 1, Bravo 2.
Bravo 2.
Be Deck 1, Bravo 2. I'll check there.
Houston Station on 2 for timeline.
With you on 2.
My next activity is working with the airlock PCS, the airlock. It's a flexible activity, and the airlock seems to be a little bit busy right now with some really important work. So we will do this PCS, which is also important work, but flexible, at a little bit later. So by evening DPC, that should be done. Does that work for you?
That sounds great to us. Do it at your convenience.
Okay, super. We'll have a report for you by the evening DPC. If we don't, if we don't, then please ask us about it. But I'm sure it will get done by the book.
Sounds good. Keep an eye.
Thank you so much. Munich Station, Space to Ground 2 for timeline and ARED-K.
Go ahead on 2, Mike.
We're running a little bit early, so I understand this is just a question. If you happen to be finished with the activities, I could start that ARED-K partial teardown. But if you need more time, no worries. We're here to help.
Mike, great timing. We need one more minute, and then we would be done.
Super. So if you don't mind, why don't you just call me in a minute or two or three or however you need when you're done, and then I will start that activity and have it finished by the evening DPC for sure.
We copy, Mike. That sounds good to us. And you have our go already. We're done. You can start.
Make station on 2. Copy, go to begin the partial teardown of the ARED-K. And when you said 1 minute, you literally meant 1 minute, so super. Thank you.
I'll pass it on to Cadmos. They were the ones with the quick fingers.
And compliments to Cadmos for all day, and looking forward to running the next ARED-K sessions, I guess, in early February. So glad we're getting the computer and the data acquisition unit up to speed.
Thanks, Mike.
Brooksville Station on 2 for Biomonitor Stowage.
With you on 2 for Biomonitor Stowage.
Just finishing up restowing the last of the stuff for my biomonitor tasks. And one of the stone items is to take a mesh bag with mesh bag for Kim and to take a biomonitor garment out of that bag and stow it for in the SpaceX return number 4. So in that bag, there are 4 biomonitor garments. Do you, it looks like you only just want the one called out, which also has a label suspect on it. Is that correct? And if so, what do you want me to do with the other 3?
And we're checking.
Thanks. And then one other question to package in with that is, do you want that in like a Ziploc bag?
Chris, to answer the second question, you don't need to put it in a Ziploc bag or anything. It can be stowed as is. And you are correct. The garment that we're really looking to return is the one labeled suspect.
Sensation on 2 from the airlock for PCS Bootswap.
Who are with you on 2?
The PCS laptop order swap. And it was successful. PCS is up and running in the airlock. Put it up correctly.
Wonderful. You just got a round of applause down here on the ground.
My pleasure, and compliments to Pluto for an efficient procedure.
I will pass on the compliments to Cronus.
And extra special compliments to Cronus, and an apologies for misnaming them. Cronus, good job.
All is forgiven and much appreciated. Thanks.
Houston Station 2 for CASA.
With you on 2.
Hey, just working on CASA closeout, and inside CASA are a couple of deployed cables. I know there was an earlier activity for relocating the SSC, which is no longer in CASA. Wondering if moving the Zebra power cable was part of that, or if this one, which is labeled CASA SSC, should stay in CASA. The serial number is 1066.
All right, we copy. I'll give us a second to look into it for you.
Thanks so much. And then similarly, we've got a multi-port USB charger. Just want to know what is crew deployed versus what usually lives in CASA.
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Xena and CASA. Hey, Xena. For the ZBook power cable, serial number 1066, let's leave that there in CASA. And for the multi-port USB charger, that is crew deployed, so do with it what you will. Anytime.
Station Home Cisco 2 for time light.
Good afternoon, Camille. We're with you on 2.
Good afternoon. Happy to working with you. I'm actually ready to execute the next microscope activity. I know it's a little bit early, so I can do that on time as well. So that's your call. Is it ready, or I should do that on time?
Will you copy? Let me check.
Thank you very much.
And Kimia, we are ready to go early.
Yeah, thank you very much for your flexibility. So I'm going to start this activity now. TV station on Space Ground 2 for microscope.
Go ahead on 2, Kimia.
Yes, I'm on step 11 and checking for you guys are ready for ground commanding.
And copy, stand by. Well, I check that. I'll give you a call.
Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Kimia and microscope.
Go ahead.
Our ground commanding is complete, and you can proceed through step 12.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to proceed to step 12.
In station 2 for Reba.
Oh, good afternoon. Got you on 2. Go ahead.
I am in step 24 of the Reba powered hardware checkout procedure, and Chris is also in here. I am at a point where it looks like you guys need 10 minutes for data checkout. I am also coming up on my PMC. Wondering your best suggestions for how to proceed.
And we'll need to put some of that commanding in per step 24, as you alluded to. So you're a go to continue on while the ground team does that, or you can just step out now and get to your PMC. So you're cool.
Okay, copy. I don't think I'll be able to finish this in less than a minute. So should I turn the Reba off and step out for the PMC and come back and finish this later? I'm so sorry. We've got a tight afternoon with the EMER OBT.
And, Dina, understand we're coming up with that PMC. Yeah, leave the Reba on while Cronus does that checkout. And then also, if you guys wanted to tag team during your PMC, Chris can also finish up for you. So really up to the crew discussion.
Okay, copy. Thanks for that.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in step 24 and ready for you guys to perform the HECA checkout in 24.2.
All right, Chris, we'll put that commanding in work. In the meantime, you are go to continue to step 32 for both suits.
Copy. I'll continue steps 25 through 32 for both.
Good read back. Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Chris, trying to catch you while you had the mic in your hand there. So that's step 32 for both suits. We can preemptively give you the go. We know we're coming up on the OBT soon. We just need both suits to be complete through step 34 in the procedure, and then we can circle back after the OBT and finish the closeout step. So step 34 is the bingo step there.
Copy. Make sure I'll get through 34 before we have to bounce to the OBT. Thanks. I'm just about on 32 now for both suits.
Sounds like a plan.
Station on 2 for pre-coordination for onboard training.
Hey, Mike, with you on 2, go ahead.
Matt, great to hear your voice up here, and welcome to everybody on Orbit 2. The way I read everything, I just want to make sure we're synchronized, is that for this OBT, the crew's going to gather, we're going to do a quick pre-brief among ourselves,
and then we'll give you a call saying that we're ready for the official pre-brief for the entire teams across the planet. In that case, we'll probably call you around 2:55-ish, 14:55-ish, and say that we're ready. We still have some coordination to do, of course, as planned.
Hey, Mike, that plan works perfectly. You guys can do your crew internal pre-brief, and then we'll sync up around 14:55.
Yeah, plus or minus a few minutes. That'll work out super well. Thanks. Just making sure we're on the same page and you weren't expecting anything different.
Good plan. Plus or minus a few minutes works for us.
We're looking forward to the onboard training, and we're looking forward to working with everybody. And it's always great to be ready in case of emergency.
We agree.
Station 2 for SSC5.
And Dina, we see SSC5 online. We're ready.
Hey, I'm in the select load image server window, and ZBook is ready to be loaded. I'll leave the laptop lid open.
Hey, Dina, appreciate the help. We'll take over from here.
And Houston Airlock on 2.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I've completed up through steps 38, and we'll pick up on step 39 after the EMER OBT to get things fully buttoned up.
Copy, step 38. We'll see you on the other side of the OBT for that.
Houston and Moscow, this is International Space Station Expedition 74. We are ready for the emergency onboard training simulator drill. This is only a drill.
Good afternoon, Expedition 74. This is Preston Easton and Sami Kalaj here in Houston. I will be your CTO for today's emergency OBT. And we've also got Emily Croft here as the ECG.
Good evening to you all, and we look forward to getting more training from you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And today's objective is to practice crew ground coordination during a simulated emergency event. These EMER OBT events are the only times we get all onboard crew and all flight control centers around the world together to practice integrated emergency responses. We're going to do two emergency cases today, back-to-back, with no debrief in between. For today's event, the SpaceX team has been gracious enough to configure Dragon Awake for today's OBT. This will help us provide the highest training fidelity possible. All calls throughout the event should be prefaced with "for the training exercise" or "for the training event." To start out, we would like at least one person in the U.S. operated segment and one person in the Russian segment. The other crew members can be spread throughout the ISS at your discretion. Please ensure that only one person per vehicle be on the iPad to interact with the emergency simulator. The prior OBT saw issues when two iPads for the same vehicle were used. A reminder, if you have iPad connectivity problems, you can run the simulator from any SSC as a backup option. iPad connectivity may be lost if it's taken off the main axis of station. The GMT clock in the upper right-hand corner of the simulator is your indicator for if you've lost connection, the GMT will stop incrementing. If that happens, simply return to the main axis of station and refresh your browser and rejoin the sim. For the event, please use ISS comm system as you would during a real emergency event. Now, we've gone ahead and put your EMER comm config in place from the ground. ICOM is not available. Also, if you wouldn't mind us having a better view of things in the lab, please feel free to adjust the camcorder in the lab. Also, you may pull out any real EMER hardware. But as a reminder, please do not spend any consumables, and please do not apply HDIs to the hatches. For today, in the simulation, the Dragon crew will select USCV on Node 2 overhead, and the Soyuz crew will select MRM-1. Following the event, you'll be back on your timeline while folks down here conduct a ground-only debrief. About an hour after the event, we will do a debrief on space to ground with all crew and all control centers. Before I hand you over to Moscow for their pre-brief, Please confirm that you've completed the setup of your iPads or SSC, and let us know if you have any questions for us.
Right, great. Pre-brief. We have only one question, but I can confirm that the whole crew's iPads are ready. We understand the nuances working with iPads. We will do our best so that the iPads can do their best to help us with the green cards. Quick question. When we say ICOM not available, the quick question is public call 5 connected to RSA 2? In other words, if we were to try to pretend we were on ICOM, it's okay if you hear us. That's part of the training. Is that the case? We talked about this ahead of time, and we might try to use the ICOM system. We just understand it might get to through RSA 2.
ICOM will not work because RSA 2 is in public 2.
Okay, thanks. Just double checking. If we were to simulate an ICOM thing, we will probably then just talk on Space to Ground 2 and say, for the training exercise, Sergey, this is Mike. There's something going on in the U.S. segment. Will that work for you?
Affirmative. That would work.
Okay. That way you understand what we're thinking, and we will practice our communication skills. And with that, we have no further questions. We are ready for the pre-brief from Moscow. Moscow, пожалуйста.
Station Houston on 2, real quick, while you guys are getting configured, in the lab camera, kind of by the robotics workstation, we saw a tin can floating around. It seemed like it started to go a little bit more forward. Just wanted you guys to have an opportunity to grab it.
И при необходимости выйти из Союза, мы в Союз действия не производим. Деньги. У нас нет вопросов, мы можем готов начать. Вопрос по расположению экипажа. Я так понимаю, российский член экипажа находится в российском сегменте, члены экипажа американского сегмента находятся на американском сегменте.
Station Houston, back on 2. I have some instructions for synchronizing the start of the simulation.
Okay, we understand. We have two iPads, one Soyuz crew, one USO Dragon crew, ready to start the iPads.
Excellent. So in order to start our ground and onboard simulators in sync, I've got 3 steps for you. One, tell me when you guys are in position and ready to go. Step 2 will be selecting case alpha in the simulator. And then the last step will be for you to give me a 3 count so that we can press start in SIMO here on the ground.
All right, we are in position. Case alpha is selected, and we will give you a 3 count. 3, 2, 1, start.
OBT is in progress.
OBT in progress.
Station Houston on 2, for the training exercise, emergency, execute ammonia response. I say again, emergency, execute ammonia response for the training exercise.
For the training exercise, we copy. For the training exercise, copy ammonia.
Суд Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Отвечаю в канале СГ-2, в целях тренировки, Сергей.
В целях тренировки люк НОД 1 ЭФТ закрыт, люк ГАПМ-1 закрыт, экипаж находится в аварийных респираторах.
Принял в целях тренировки, вы сейчас в аварийных респираторах. Какое самочувствие ваше?
Самочувствие в целях тренировки нормальное, включаем AJ.
Это в целях тренировки, ждем информацию от вас.
Houston and Soyuz crew, Dragon crew for the simulation. All 4 crew are in Dragon on emergency air supply. We have node 2 Venus hatch closed, APAC hatch is closed, and Dragon 4 hatch closed for the sim.
And Houston copies for the training exercise, all 4 crew in Dragon. all three hatches closed. And on EMER air support.
Good copy. Dragon crew in procedure 4.32, step 1.
And Houston copies for the exercise, 4.32, step 1.
Dragon crew to Soyuz crew for training exercise. We are in MRM 1, and we all are good using emergency respirators.
Dragon crew copies. AGA readings from Dragon, ammonia 1005 ppm for the sim.
And for the training exercise, Houston copies 1005 ppm for the training exercise.
Is that correct?
And Houston Station on 2 for training exercise, we have AGA readings in MRM 1. It's 532.
And for the training exercise, Houston copies 532 for the Soyuz crew.
It's Суп Москвы в целях тренировки. Показания AGA в NIM 1 532.
В целях тренировки, Сергей, еще раз 532. Правильно я понял, да?
532.
Принял в целях тренировки. Ты осмотрел в целях тренировки ФГБ?
Да, два. Я. ФГБ в цели тренировки.
МКС ЦУПа Москвы в СГ-2. Сергей, слышу только в ГА в цели тренировки, а цифру не слышал. Скажи, пожалуйста, какую цифру? ГА.
В цели тренировки ФГБ ГА показания 1005.
Принято в целях тренировки.
ЦУП Москвы, СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Чай, Сергей, в целях тренировки. СГ-2.
Houston and Soyuz crew, Dragon crew for the simulation. We have the ammonia filter fan activated. We are in step 5, procedure 4.32.
ЦУП Москвы, МКС, канал СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
And for the training exercise, we copy Dragon crew and concur.
Чай, Сергей, в СГ-2, ждем доклада вас по четвертому пункту в целях тренировки.
По четвертому пункту в целях тренировки выполнили конфигурацию связи в служебном модуле. Далее работаем по шагу 5.
Убеждаем в целях тренировки, работайте далее по шагу 5, переход в Союз. Единственное, в корабле в целях тренировки... А Сергей, реально делать ничего не надо.
А, да, принято.
Jin and Soyuz crew, Dragon crew for the simulation. Per our green card, the ammonia readings are decreasing.
And for the exercise, Houston copies, values are falling.
Суд Москвы, канал СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Отвечаю в канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки, Сергей.
В цели тренировки выполнили шаг 4.6, люк ПГО СУ СМ закрыт. Также экипаж перешел по шагу 5 в Союз и закрыл люк НИМ-1 СУ.
Принято в целях тренировки, подтверждаем по телеметрии, все видим, по телеметрии все штатно.
И в целях тренировки замер аммиака в БО Союзе 12 ppm.
Принял в целях тренировки 12 ppm в Союзе.
Dragon crew, this is Soyuz crew. We are located in Soyuz and the MRM-1 for training purpose is MRM-1 SUH is closed and we have 12 ppm in Soyuz.
Dragon crew copies for the sim, 1-2. And for Dragon crew, for the sim, our values are decreasing. We do not have a new reading on our simulator.
ЦУП Москвы, МКС, канал СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Отвечаю в канале СГ-2, Сергей, в целях тренировки.
По шагу 5 в БО Союза включен охот.
Это в целях тренировки.
And so you screw Dragon crew for the sim. Current reading 800 ppm.
And Houston copies Dragon crew 800 ppm for the training exercise.
Тут Москвы, МКС канале СГ2 в целях тренировки. Ожидаем 30 минут, прежде чем выполнить повторный замер.
Принято, Сергей, в целях тренировки. Подтверждаем. Ждем 30 минут до очередного замера. В целях тренировки.
Station, this is Houston CTO on Space to Ground 2 with instructions for fast-forwarding the simulator.
Ready to copy from Dragon Crew.
Okay, on your simulator OBT along the top bar, there will be a plus 0.5 hours. Please select that and confirm yes to fast-forward half an hour.
And crew, fast-forwarding half an hour for the sim.
Thank you.
Суд Москвы, МКС канале СГ2 в целях тренировки. Показания AGA в Союзе 10 ppm. 1.0.
Это в целях тренировки 10 ppm в Союзе. И, Сергей, я так понял, сейчас вы на полчаса ускоритесь. Что?
Уже ускорились.
То есть 10 ppm это после получасового это цель тренировки.
Houston and Soyuz crew, Dragon crew for the simulation. Current reading 2.5 ppm. Proceeding to procedure 4.32, step 6.
And Dragon crew, this is Soyuz crew. We are in step 6 of 4.31. Current Soyuz readings are 10, 10.
Dragon crew copies 10 for the sim.
And Houston copies for the training exercise 2.5 ppm in Dragon and 10 ppm in Soyuz.
Houston and Soyuz crew, Dragon crew for the sim, medium Dräger tube reading 1.5 ppm. So we are in mask doffing criteria. We are proceeding step 6.2.
And Dragon crew Houston for the training exercise, we copy 1.5 ppm and concur with mask doffing criteria for the training exercise.
Суд Москвы, канал СГ2, в целях тренировки, показания трубки Дрегера в Союзе 15.15. Средняя трубка.
Это Сергей в СГ2 в целях тренировки. В принципе, можно снять маски. То есть в течение еще 3 часов до возврата снова в МИМ-2 для мира целях тренировки. Один имеется.
Принято в целях тренировки, разрешено снять маски. Dragon crew, this is Soyuz crew for training exercise. We have 1.5 medium Dragon tube measurement. So we are doffing mask for training exercise.
Dragon crew copies for the sim, and Dragon crew have 4 masks doffed. EMER air supply is off. 4 crew members feeling good. Continuing step 7 in the procedure.
For the training exercise, Houston copies. 4 crew members feeling good. Concur with proceeding.
Москвы, МКС, канал СГ2, в целях тренировки экипаж маски снял и чувствует себя хорошо в ожидании указаний земли при тренировке.
Принял, Сергей, в целях тренировки в СГ2, ожидайте дальнейших рекомендаций.
And Soyuz crew, Dragon crew for the simulation, we are in 4.32, step 8, we have swapped LIO time 1534, Mega HEPA is removed, unsealed, and we are proceeding in 8.3.
And station, this is Houston CTO. Those are good reports, and we are go to end this first scenario of the EMER OBT. I do have some instructions for you for ending the simulation.
КС ЦУПа Москвы в СГ2 в целях тренировки. Сергей, ну вы слышали, да? Хьюстон уже объявил, что первый сценарий мы отыграли, поэтому можно связь вернуть в штатную конфигурацию. Ну и ожидаем начала второго сценария в целях тренировки.
Возвращаем
связь в исходной конфигурации.
Station Houston on 2, along the top of the simulator, please hit end sim and confirm the ending of the sim. Thank you.
Houston, Dragon Crew has hit end simulation.
Thank you very much. Due to the KU outage that's coming up, we will need to wait until 1543 GMT before executing the second scenario.
Houston Station crew copies, waiting till 1543 and your go to start the next scenario. Good job on the first one.
Concur. Thank you very much. Station Houston, this is CTO on Space to Ground 2.
CTO on Space to Ground 2. Expedition 74 is standing by for further instructions.
All right, Mike, for the second round, again, once you guys have assumed your positions, I've got the same three steps. This time, let me know when you're ready. We'll be selecting case Bravo, and then also give me the three count so that we can sync up on pressing start.
Copy, case Bravo, standby. Houston, we're ready. Are you ready for the countdown?
Copy, you're ready, and we are ready here.
Okay, Houston, we're ready to start the sim. The onboard training simulator in 3, 2, 1, start.
Copy, OBT is in progress.
Copy, OBT in progress. We have two good iPads.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for the training exercise. We are seeing indications of a rapid depress on multiple sensors. We need the Soyuz crew in EMER 1.31 and the Dragon crew in EMER 1.32.
Copy, Houston, we copy. We will go to 1.32. Soyuz crew will go to 1.31. Copy, rapid depress. Houston on Space to Ground 2. The USCV crew is together in Node 2. We accounted for the Soyuz crew. There are three of them in Russian segment. They will report quickly. We have the end of that, and we have the initial reading.
And Houston copies all for the exercise.
Initial reading is 758.
And Houston copies for the exercise. Initial reading 758.
Houston station for the exercise. It looks like about 60 seconds for 1 millimeter. We're calculating reserve time for the exercise.
And Houston copies for the exercise. 60 seconds for 1 millimeter for the exercise.
Это Москва, МКС канал СГ-2 по целях тренировки. Прошла сигнализация, разгерметизация, экипаж работает по шагу 1.31, княгиня штатная ситуация. Аварийная связь организована, экипаж находится в МИМ-1 целях тренировки.
Ну, Сергей, в целях тренировки. Падение уже замерили, нет в целях тренировки.
And Soyuz crew and Moscow and Houston on Space to Ground 2 for the training exercise. We've calculated reserve time to be approximately 330 minutes, 5.5 hours. Sergey, we have time to solve this, no problem. And for the exercise, we are starting to get out our check our hatches, Node 2 overhead.
Copy, Mike. Still measuring drop rate.
And Houston copies for the training exercise. T-res of 5.5 hours. We concur.
Тут Москвы экипаж Союза в СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Темп падения 60 секунд на 1 миллиметр.
По Москве в СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Я услышал, было шипение, Сергей, но ты доложил 60 секунд на 1 миллиметр. Правильно? В целях тренировки.
Да, в целях тренировки 60 секунд на 1 миллиметр. Текущее давление 754,5. Резервное время 330 минут.
754,4. Резервное время 330 минут в целях тренировки. Вот у вас информация, дальше работайте. Шагу 1.31. 1.31.
Суд Москвы МКС канала СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Проверили методом прикрытия люк МИМ-1 СУ ФГБ. Люк прикрывается.
Люк прикрывается, правильно, Сергей, я понял, в целях тренировки?
Да, в целях тренировки люк прикрыли. Люк закрывается, союз МИМ-1 герметичен. Правая часть таблицы, шаг 6, пункт 1.31.
Убеждаем целях тренировки.
And Soyuz crew and Moscow and Houston, we are on procedure 1.32, step number 5, and we are on our right-hand column also, and we can say that PMA-3, IDA vestibule, and Dragon are not leaking.
Soyuz crew copies.
We copy G2, Sergey, that Soyuz is not leaking.
Soyuz and MR1 are not leaking for training exercise, and we are ready to proceed to procedure 1.41.
We agree, Sergey, for the exercise. We will meet you in procedure 1.41 for the exercise.
Copy.
And Houston copies all for the exercise and concurs.
Электренировки. В Москве, МКС канале СГ-2, электренировки.
Чем СГ-2 в цели тренировки, Сергей?
Работаем по процедуре 1.41. Выполняем шаг 2. На центральном посту лэптоп показывает, что разгерметизированный отсек не найден.
И это в целях тренировки, Сергей.
And Sergey, for the training exercise, we copy. And Houston and Soyuz crew, this is Dragon crew. We have completed half of step 4, which we waited for the report from Soyuz crew, but that means our flexible ducts are in a row, and we disconnected APAS hatch from stanchion, and we removed the Dragon forward hatch restraint. So Dragon is ready, and we are ready to move to the next step.
And Houston copies all per the training exercise. We copy and concur.
And current pressure for the exercise is 750, and we are meeting the Soyuz crew at the node 1 hatch.
And Houston copies and concurs 750 millimeters for the training exercise.
Все принято в целях тренировки, то есть конфигурацию СМ и МЛМ выполнили. Убеждаем, идем дальше.
Убеждаем.
В целях тренировки.
Москвы, МКС в канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Чай в СГ-2 в целях тренировки, Сергей.
Проверили люк ГАПИМИ-1. Люк не закрывается. По левому столбцу шага 5 работаем. РС не герметичен в целях тренировки.
Принято.
Далее в целях тренировки работаем по шагу 1.51.
Да, в целях тренировки подтверждаем.
And Houston, for the training exercise, we copied all, and we're going to 1.5 decimal 1 RS segment leak pinpoint, starting with step number 1, assisting the Soyuz crew as necessary.
And for the training exercise, Houston concurs.
And Houston, for the training exercise, we're about 747. We will keep all 4 USCV on the correct side of the hatch and 3 Soyuz on the other side of the hatch.
And for the training exercise, Houston, and copies and concurs.
Суд Москвы МКС, канал СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Отвечаю в СГ-2 в целях тренировки, Сергей.
Проверили люк РО ПХО, используя часть 2 метода кратковременного прижатия. РО ПХО, люк, требуется усилие для открытия, люк закрывается. Работаем по левой части. Продолжаем по шагу второму процедуры 1.51. Люк РО ПХО.
Ждаем в целях тренировки, Сергей.
Суд Москвы, ответим ТС канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Чай, Сергей, в целях тренировки в СГ-2.
Проверили люк МИМ-2 СУСМ, люк закрывается, люк открыт. Работаем далее по шагу третьему.
Ждаем целях тренировки.
Цел Москвы, ответьте МКС канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Чаев СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Проверили люк МЛМ СУСМ методом кратковременного прижатия. Люк не закрывается. Работаем по правой стороне. Далее действуем по шагу 8.
Отвечаю в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
СГ-2. Москвы в целях тренировки в СГ-2. Выполнили прикрытие люка МЛМ СУСМ прижатия. Люк не закрывается. Открыли люк МЛМ СУСМ. Далее работаем по шагу 8. Предполагаем, что есть негерметичность со стороны МЛМ. Вот цели тренировки.
Отвечаю в СГ-2, в цели тренировки. Принял Сергей.
ISS CTO on space to ground 2 for the training exercise. A green card that in step 3 you saw the hatch self-sealing. So you will be on the left side of the page. Step 3.
South Moscow, ответьте. Houston Station 2 for training exercise, copy. In step 3 on the left side and the H self-sealing for training exercise.
That is a good readback for the training exercise.
Тренировки. Люк.
КС Москвы в СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Сергей, связь с перерывами. Слышу, ты пытаешься с нами связаться. Как меня слышно в СГ-2?
В СГ-2 принимаю вас громко четко. Поступить вводная в целях тренировки от ЦУПа Хьюстона. В шаге третьем люк МЛМ СУСМ закрывается при проверке методом кратковременного прижатия в целях тренировки.
Видел в СГ-2, Сергей, в целях тренировки, да. Работаем по левой колонке шага 3.
ЦУП Москвы, МБС канале СГ-2, цель тренировки.
Отвечаю в СГ-2 в целях тренировки, Сергей.
В целях тренировки выполнили действия по шагам 4.1.
Нет, в целях тренировки выполнили шаг 4.1. Консервация РО.
ЦУП Москвы, как принимается?
Сергей, я слышал в СГ-2 только о том, что выполнили шаг 4.1. Консервация РО. И на этом как бы связь пропала в целях тренировки. Поэтому повтори, пожалуйста, сейчас вроде связь есть. КС ЦУПа Москвы в СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Сергей, я тебя не слышу. Как меня слышно в СГ-2?
Так принимается в СГ-2?
Сергей, опять услышал только, как принимаете в СГ-2? До этого была тишина почти минута, ничего не принимал. Как мне слышно в СГ-2?
Что-то с гарнитурой ПХО, при нажатии кнопки не происходит коммутация. Сейчас просто гарнитуру из РО.
Давай так и останемся, это у нас
выполнили действия по процедуре 1.51, шаг 4, выполнили консервацию РО, консервацию МИМ-2 и также консервацию МЛМ. Закрыты люки со стороны прогресса ТКГ СУ со стороны МИМ-2, МИМ-2 СУ, МИМ-2 ПХО. МИМ-2 СУСМ, МЛМ СУСМ и люк ЛПХО закрыт. Выполняем прикрытие люка ПГО СУСМ методом кратковременного прижатия в целях тренировки.
Убеждаем, работайте дальше по шагу 4.7 процедуры 1.51 в целях тренировки.
Субмоскву МКС, канал СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Проверили люк ПГО СУСМ методом кратковременного прижатия. Люк не закрывается.
Принято в целях тренировки. Продолжаем.
And Houston on space to ground 2
from the FGB. Looks like the leak is in FGB, and now 1 millimeter is decreasing every 50 seconds. We're recalculating the reds. That's 1 millimeter every 50 seconds, and this is for the exercise.
And Station Houston on 2 for Dragon Crew. We, for the exercise, we copied 1 millimeter every 50 seconds.
Houston, new T-res is 4 hours for the exercise. All crew are accounted for in FGB moving towards the Ga'a.
And for the exercise, Houston copies crew calculated 4 hours, new T-res. Station Houston on 2 for the training exercise. We recalculated our T-res from the ground and agree 4 hours, new T-res.
ЧВ СГ-2, Сергей, с телетренировки.
Прикрыли, выполнили прикрытие люка ПГО ГА методом, часть 2 методом предполагаемого прижатия. Люк открывается без усилия. Пришли к выводу, что ПГО не герметичен в целях тренировки. Далее работаем по шагу шестому.
Подтверждаем, Сергей, с телетренировки. Входим в ним один. Цель тренировки. Ну, я так понимаю, дальше ситуация всем понятна. Сейчас вот вопрос решается о том, чтобы прекратить тренировку. Дайте информацию, Сергей, в целях тренировки.
Принято. Супас Квин, КС, канал СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Чаем в СГ-2, в целях тренировки. И...
Экипаж Союза перешел в МИМ-1. Люк МИМ-1 СГБ. Закрыт цели тренировки, давление в МИМ-1 стабильно в цели тренировки.
Все, Сергей, 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 Кубен закончится, они должны рекомендации дать какие-то по тренажеру, им светят, дадим в СГ-2.
Да, принято. Спасибо большое. Поняли, что тренировка закончится.
Station Houston, this is CTO on Space to Ground 2.
And Houston, the crew is here on Space to Ground 2. We understand the training exercise is complete.
Great. Mike, you are correct, and you are free to hit end sim in the simulator, and we'll give you your time back for your internal debrief, and we will talk amongst ourselves here on the ground. The integrated debrief will be in about an hour.
Copy. We look forward to the integrated debrief in about an hour. We've hit end sim, so we are in good shape. We will have an internal debrief, but initially we just want to say this was great training. We're really glad we did it. Thank you. See you in an hour.
Me, 100%. Thank you.
Привет, по Москве, СГ-2 для Сергея по организации связи.